listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. A majority of us support banning gambling ads on TV and radio before 10:30 p.m. New research by the Australian Institute of Family Studies has found 69% of Aussies thought the advertising was too common, while 53% says it was normalising gambling for children. Almost half said the ads decreased their enjoyment while watching sport. The federal government's $10 billion housing bill is set to be rejected by Senate crossbenchers. Independents David Pocock and Jackie Lambie are still opposed to the Housing Australia Future Fund that includes building 30,000 new affordable homes, while the Greens party room is expected to meet on it today, already calling for the housing budget to be increased and ensuring that renters are included. Former PM Tony Abbott is backing Moira Deeming as Victorian Liberals vote today on whether or not to expel her from the party. It comes after Deeming attended an anti-trans rally that was infamously crashed by right-wing protesters. Now that Labor has full control of mainland Australia, questions are being raised about the Liberals. Labor reclaimed power in New South Wales at the weekend. Speaking on the project, political commentator Barry Cassidy believes Labor won because the Liberals lack a moderate base.
There's clearly an overarching issue, an all-nation issue, that can't be ignored. And that issue is the Liberal Party brand. And I say the Liberal Party because the Nationals are actually holding up okay.
And Creed 3 actor Jonathan Majors has been arrested on assault charges. New York police allege he was involved in a domestic dispute at a Manhattan apartment on Saturday, where a woman suffered minor head and neck injuries. The 33-year-old denies any wrongdoing. The hunt is on for the AFL fan that allegedly hurled abuse towards Bulldogs player Jamara Ugal-Hagen during a match with St Kilda at the weekend. They're working to identify the culprit, with crowds sitting in the area already calling the clubs to confirm the comments. The AFL is urging footy fans to report similar incidents through the integrity hotline. And West Coast is on the board, getting its first win of the season against GWS by 19 points last night. Meantime, the Swans sit on top of the ladder, thumping the Hawks by 81 points yesterday, while the Bombers beat the Gold Coast by 28. Turning to NRL now, and the Sharks have jumped to fifth after last night's 40-8 smashing of St George. Nicho Hynes starred in his first game of the season as Cronulla ran in 7-2. Coach Craig Fitzgibbon admits Hynes was a standout.
So it was a strong performance, like considering lack of training time, lack of probably connection time with the guys. So I thought he seamlessly fit back in.
Also yesterday, the Knights rolled the Raiders while the Warriors downed the Dogs. And despite a strong win over Ecuador, the Socceroos will shuffle their squad ahead of the second friendly in Melbourne tomorrow night. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, partly cloudy in Brisbane, reaching a top of 31, similar skies on the Gold Coast and 29. Patchy showers for Sydney, 27 the max, rain at times for Melbourne and 19. A shower or two for Hobart, 18 the max. Patchy showers and 23 in Adelaide, partly cloudy for Perth, getting up to 26 degrees. The Listener app is the new home of your local news. Join now to listen live or on demand.